with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Wisconsin Republican Representative Mike Gallagher says he will resign from Congress. Lisa Dwyer has more.
Representative Gallagher's resignation will leave House Republicans with only a 217 to 213 majority. The thin majority has already proved to be a challenge for Republican leadership and forced House Speaker Mike Johnson to work with Democrats. For a time, Gallagher was seen as a rising star in the GOP, spearheading the House pushback against the Chinese government. But Gallagher found himself at odds with both former President Donald Trump and his supporters. He also angered fellow Republicans last month by refusing to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Gallagher will resign his position on April 19th. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Kate, the Princess of Wales, has announced that she is battling cancer and is undergoing chemotherapy. There's been much speculation since she has not been seen publicly since Christmas. The princess, in a video released by Buckingham Palace, said she needed time and privacy to tell her children the news.
It has taken me time to recover from major surgery in order to start my treatment. But most importantly, it has taken us time to explain everything to George, Charlotte and Louis in a way that's appropriate for them, and to reassure them that I'm going to be okay.
Russian officials say more than 60 people have been killed and over 100 injured by assailants who burst into a concert hall and sprayed the crowd with gunfire. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack in a statement posted on affiliated channels on social media. U.S. officials say they had warned Russia of a possible ISIS attack coming from Afghanistan. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 305 points, the Nasdaq rose 27. This is SRN News. The Book of Revelation addresses seven letters which were sent to seven churches in Asia Minor. Scripture says each letter, proclaimed by Jesus and recorded by the Apostle John, declares the triumphs and failings of each of those seven churches. Author and filmmaker Tim Mahoney has just released two separate films based on those seven churches.
You know, Revelation is a big topic and oftentimes very, very controversial for people. What's amazing about this film is we're going to go to the island of Patmos where John received the vision. We're going to go into a cave that they believe is where the vision happened. And we're going to then go to the seven churches. Of the seven, only two churches actually were doing what was right. The other five had problems. You're going to be able to see archaeology, but you're going to understand the context that those churches were dealing with.
More information and trailers for these two new Christian films can be found at sevenchurches.com. That's with the number seven, sevenchurches.com. This is SRN News. Wall Street ended a big week rather quietly.
Wall Street had a wobbly finish to its best week of the year so far. The S&P 500 ended 0.1% lower Friday after spending the day bouncing between gains and losses. The benchmark index set all-time highs in each of the last 3 days. The Dow fell 305 points. That's about 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite edged up 0.2%. Nike dragged on the market despite reporting stronger results than expected. Nike fell 6.9%. Digital World's stock flipped to a 13.7% loss. Trading was shaky after the company's shareholders approved a deal to merge with former President Donald Trump's social media company. Treasury yields eased in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury fell to 4.21%. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.